6. Appointing the new advertising manager.
Okay, Sally, I'm ready to see the applicants for the new job. Let's have the first one in. Who is it?
It's a Mr. Winsmore.
Ask him to come in, will you?
Mr. Winsmore?
Ah, how do you do, Mr. Winsmore?
How do you do?
Do sit down.
Thank you.
Now, let me explain the job. We plan to increase our advertising quite considerably. At the present moment, a firm of advertising agents handles our account, but we haven't been too pleased with results lately, and we may give our account to another agency.
What would my work entail?
You'd be responsible to me for all advertising and to Mr. Grant for public relations. You would brief the agency, whoever it is, on the kind of advertising campaign we want. You would also be responsible for getting our leaflets, brochures, and catalogues designed.
I presume you advertise in the national press as well as the trade press?
Yes, we do.
Have you thought about advertising on television?
We don't think it's a suitable medium for us, and it's much too expensive.
I can just imagine a scene with a typist sitting on an old-fashioned typing chair, her back aching, exhausted. Then we show her in one of your chairs, her back properly supported, feeling full of energy, typing twice as quickly.
Before you get carried away with your little scene, Mr. Winsmore, I regret to have to tell you again that we are not planning to go into television.
That's a shame. I've been doing a lot of television work lately, and it interests me enormously.
Then I really don't think that this is quite the right job for you here, Mr. Winsmore. I feel... Sally, who's next?
There are two more. The rest are coming tomorrow. One is a woman.
What? Really? There weren't any women applicants?
Yes, it's J.P. Harvey. The J is for Joanna.
Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Where's her letter of application? I can't find it. Has she had any experience? I wonder why I picked her out for an interview.
Here's her letter.
Thanks. Yes, she signs the letter J.P. Harvey. Let's see. Did I make a mistake? I can't think a woman would be likely to have the right qualification.
Why not, Mr. Martin? The letter says that she's been an account executive for a year.
Oh, yes. Well, well. What's she like, Sally?
I'll show her in, Mr. Martin, and then you can decide.
How did you begin in advertising, Miss Harvey?
I joined a training scheme run by the Palmer and Vincent agency and stayed with them for a year.
That was before you moved to your present agency?
That's right. And I've worked with them for the past 3 years. Last year, I became an account executive.
What exactly is your work at the moment?
Well, I handle quite a number of accounts. I plan the advertising campaign, coordinate the work of the visualizer, the copywriter, artists, and typographers. I discuss the layout with the clients, check proofs, and sometimes have to do the work of the specialists when there's a crisis, as there usually is.
You seem to have had the right kind of experience. I think you do the work well, but, well, all the executives are men, and...
And I always thought industry was so go-ahead and modern.
I don't mind telling you, you're quite high on my list, but...
But you'd prefer a man.
No. I was going to say, if only I can convince our managing director, I'll do my best.
I don't believe it, John. You mean the old man's really appointed the girl? Oh, fantastic. How did you manage to persuade him?
I didn't, Peter. She persuaded him herself. He saw the two best candidates, and the girl got the job.
Splendid. I can't wait to meet her. I say, this firm is looking up